This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
The turning points of human history actually began in February of 1071, literally 950 years ago. And this is the famous Battle of Manzikert. The Battle of Manzikert. Now, the actual battle occurred actually in August, but the preparation and the marches and everything began February. So we are now 950 years basically at the beginning of the famous, one of the historic battles of all of human civilization. What is this battle and why is it so significant? In this battle, for the first time and for the only time in all of human history, a Roman emperor was taken a prisoner and captive by the Muslim Sultan. Okay? That is significant, isn't it? Right? The Roman emperor, the emperor, was taken captive as a prisoner of war by our Sultan, Muslim Sultan. And obviously, it changed the course of history. And obviously, our khatira is only a few minutes, but just a few points, and inshallah, then you can look it up and benefit more. This battle took place between the rise of a new superpower. Right now, it wasn't a superpower. It's called the Seljuk dynasty. Now, because of the Turkish serials, everybody knows the Seljuk dynasty, okay? But the Seljuk dynasty was on the rise. And its sultan was, at the time, Alp Arsalan. Alp Arsalan. And Alp Arsalan was the one who began the expansion out of Central Asia into what is now called Turkey, okay? After the Atrak, after the Turks. When they invaded, it wasn't called Turkey because the Turks came there, obviously. It was called Anatolia, okay? So they entered Anatolia, and the Roman emperor, his name was Romanos the Fourth. The Roman emperor thought, yeah, you can expel easy, no big deal. So he gathered around 50,000, people, and Alp Arsalan had probably around 25,000, half. And it's a very significant battle. So this is the battle in which the Seljuks will begin their ascent. And the victory of Manzikert basically paved the way for the Seljuks to become the superpower and eventually for the Ottoman Empire to conquer which city? Constantinople. In which year? 1453. This is perhaps the most significant event in Western civilization and definitely one of the most significant in Eastern, but that's maybe another day we'll do that, 1453. Today we're doing the Battle of Manzikert, 1071. So Alp Arsalan has around 25,000 people. The battle is taking place in a small village called Manzikert, which is still today in modern day Turkey. You can actually visit the city and you can see the plains where this battle occurred 950 years ago. Long story short, Alp Arsalan was a military genius, and the strategy was so beautiful and yet so simple. He stationed his troops in the form of a crescent, not because the crescent is an Islamic shape, because it is a military tactic. He knew he had fewer people, so he became like the moon, the crescent. And the army of the Romans, the Byzantine army, they spread out to become a thin layer. And long story short, the crescent kept on expanding, so the army kept on diluting. Okay, so he's making the crescent go larger and larger, and the Roman army is then diluting to fight the troops. And then he basically takes a contingent and doubles down on the right flank and then the left flank, leaving the middle flank with the emperor unguarded, right? So he destroys the right and the left by, if you understand, I don't have a diagram here, but he's basically withdrawing backwards and making the crescent larger and larger. He's making the army thinner, and he already has in his mind, the troops know, that at a particular point in time, they're going to completely maneuver and they're going to start surrounding in circles, two circles here and there, and the middle army is basically left for the time being. Those are gotten rid of, and now the middle, which was the most ferocious, there was called them the marines or the elite, which is where the Roman emperor is. There was a special special troops, the special trained troops in there, and eventually, obviously, the side guard is gone, and now Al-Parsalan circles in, and after a fierce battle, because these were warriors, these were the military might of the Roman Empire, he destroys them, and an average Seljuk soldier finally enters the tent, the royal tent, and there is the Roman Emperor, Romanos IV, an average private, the lowest level. He captures him, and he brings him to Al-Parsalan. The only time in all of human civilization and history that a Roman emperor is taken prisoner by the Muslim Sultan. Al-Parsalan ordered him to be fed and spent the night in VIP tents and whatnot. The next morning he called him. This is a legendary conversation. And he said to the Roman emperor, "What would you have done if I had been taken prisoner? If the situation were reversed, what would you have done?" And Romanos angrily said, "I would have cut you bit by bit, killed you, executed you." And Al-Parsalan said, "As for me, then our Prophet Jesus has taught us to be merciful and kind." He's giving him da'wah. "Our Prophet," meaning he's also my Prophet, "our Prophet Jesus has taught us to be merciful and kind, and as for me, I shall let you go and gift you and return you to your kingdom." Although he did take a ransom, that's also the case. He took a ransom, and he took conditions as well. No more invasion, this and that. So he got the treaty he needed, but he did not harm a hair on his body. He actually gave him fine garments, fine clothes, gifted him, and sent him back to Constantinople. Eventually, he's going to become Istanbul. Sent him back to Constantinople. But that event was so demeaning to the Byzantines, to the Romans, that they basically did a coup d'etat. They got rid of him. They threw him in jail. They killed their own Romanos emperor, and then civil war began amongst them, and of course this paved the way eventually for 400 years later for Istanbul to be conquered, because obviously the Seljuks now had a base in what would become Turkey. So this is the beginning of that series of conquests, and we are now in the 950th year. Beautiful point to learn, and inshallah with this we are done. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever humbles himself for the sake of Allah, Allah shall raise him up and lift him." Al-Parsalan could, without any problem, have executed or done something. He's the prisoner, and it's the way of the world. Nobody would have said anything, but he is learning from the akhlaq of our Prophet when he conquered Mecca. This is what exactly our Prophet ﷺ did. Go and you are free. And also Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, when he conquered Baytul Maqdis as well, the same thing. So these types of akhlaq, when you show them at times of strength, at times of power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses. And that is exactly what happened, that eventually this dynasty was the founder of a massive dynasty that became one of the glories of Islam. Inshallah ta'ala, we'll continue another halaqa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني